This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An apparent failed coup attempt erupted Wednesday in Bolivia. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, Juan José Zuniga, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers, and I will not allow this insubordination." Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. They waved Bolivian flags. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel and the United States said on Wednesday they had made progress toward resolving a rift over U.S. weapons shipments after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly accused President Joe Biden's administration of slowing down deliveries. Meanwhile, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey said his country stood in solidarity with Lebanon amid growing tensions with Israel on Wednesday. In a speech to his AK Party lawmakers in Parliament, Erdogan said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu planned to spread the Gaza war to the region. He called on regional countries to also support Beirut. Cross-border strains between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have been escalating in recent weeks, stoking fears of an all-out war between the two sides. Shelling across Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. NATO on Wednesday selected Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte to be its next boss as the war in Ukraine rages on its doorstep and uncertainty hangs over the United States' future attitude to the transatlantic alliance. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Rutte has spent nearly 14 years as Dutch Prime Minister and cemented his bid to become NATO's new chief last year while coordinating an international coalition that will deliver F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine and train Ukrainian pilots. He has been a vocal critic of Putin since Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. He says NATO must be powerful to counter Moscow, and other European Union leaders must not be naive about Putin's Russia. Rutte is due to take over as leader when incumbent Jens Stoltenberg officially steps down in October.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Severe shortages of water have affected millions of people in the Indian capital, New Delhi, which has coped with a searing heat wave in recent weeks. It is one of several Indian cities that are running low on water. From New Delhi, Anjana Prasricha reports.
Water shortages are not new in urban India, but they have been worsening. 2 months ago, the country's technology hub, Bengaluru, coped with a similar crisis. Veena Srinivasan, executive director at Well Labs, is a water management expert.
The water supply networks have not kept up with the rate of growth. I mean, it's unprecedented, crazy growth.
Delhi's population, for example, has tripled in about three decades, widening the gap between demand and supply. Shortages became so severe this season that police were deployed to guard water pipes. Urban slums face the worst scarcity. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department's 2023 Religious Freedom Report on India noted violent attacks on minority groups, especially Muslims and Christians, including killings, assaults, and vandalism of houses of worship. The report on international religious freedom was released on Wednesday. Despite the public criticism, few expect the State Department to take action on India when it drafts its annual blacklist of countries over religious freedom later this year. The U.S. has been seeking warmer ties with India, seeing the fellow democracy as a buffer against China. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voanews.com and download our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.